Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Monday, December 23rd, 2019. I'm your host, Kate Raft. It's Christmas week. It's Hanukkah week. There's a lot going on right now. Clearly, I'm unraveling at the seams because last night I accidentally dyed my hair gray and now I look like a sweet silver-haired grandma. So when you listen to today's episode, just imagine my voice is coming from my celebrity-obsessed Mrs. Claus type, I guess. Today's topics: Bill Hader and Rachel Bilson are dating. Tons of celebs are getting called out for doing SpawnCon for Saudi Arabia. Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson aren't broken up, or maybe they are. And as a parting Christmas gift to you all, we're going to do a little dive into the timeline of Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach's relationship. Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Where were you when you found out Bill Hader and Rachel Bilson were in a serious relationship? Personally, I was home in my kitchen, pouring myself a cup of coffee, checking Twitter. Then the mug crashed to the floor. Coffee sprayed everywhere. Chunks of ceramic landed around my feet. But I didn't care because Rachel Bilson was spotted getting coffee with Bill Hader in his hometown of Tulsa, Oklahoma. And that's all that mattered. It's all that matters. The couple got coffee at Starbucks, like I said. They held hands. They were photographed. Bill Hader's family was there. TMZ reported it. I mean, Rachel Bilson went home with Bill Hader for the holidays. I love this. I would watch a Hallmark Channel Christmas movie about this happening. It's a movie. To me, this piece of news is a movie, and it's my favorite movie. Elle.com covered this outing and gave some background on Rachel and Bill's history together. They wrote, quote, "Rumors about the couple date back to early November when Hader was photographed on a date with Bilson, according to Us Weekly. The pair, in fact, have history together. They appeared in 2013's The To-Do List, which was directed by Hader's now ex-wife, Maggie Carey, and had a sex scene together. Both Bilson and Hader are 2 years out from divorce. She separated from husband Hayden Christensen in September 2017, and the two share a five-year-old daughter, Briar Rose. Hader and Carey split in July 2017 and have three daughters together." End quote. Listen, the holidays, they're a stressful time. Everyone's a mess right now. We really needed this good news. Why is it good news? I don't know. It just feels good. You know, this is a piece of celebrity news that's safe. It's warm. It's wholesome. It's what the holidays are all about. Rachel Bilson and Bill Hader invented Christmas. To me, that's just my personal religious belief. The biggest, weirdest, and definitely most cursed story of the day is definitely the fact that celebrities and influencers got allegedly paid by the Saudi Arabian government to attend and post about the MDL Beast Festival in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, this past weekend. You know, Saudi Arabia, the country where they segregate people by gender and punish homosexuality with death. You know, the country allegedly behind the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Yeah, that's Saudi Arabia. Some of the notable celebs and influencers who attended the event are Armie Hammer, Ryan Phillippe, Ed Westwick, Olivia Culpo, Sophia Richie, Scott Disick, Joan Smalls, Alessandra Ambrosio, Jordan Dunn, Stella Maxwell, Irina Shayk. Performers in the festival included Afrojack, Steve Aoki, David Guetta, and Simi Hayes. Obviously, the backlash to this was huge. People are pissed. I'm pissed. One of the first outlets to call this out was Diet Prada, who wrote in a well-crafted IG post, quote, "What's worse than an all-white at Revolve influencer trip? Cashing big fat checks in exchange for hashtag content creation, aka propaganda, to rehabilitate the image of Saudi Arabia, a country said to be causing the world's worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations. According to anonymous sources, six-figure sums were offered for attendance and geotagged posts." End quote. Twitter user at Zara Rahim called out the celebs on this paid sponsored content trip, saying, quote, My friend at PF Picardi just flagged that there's a group of celebs and influencers on a free image rehab trip to Saudi Arabia. Did you know you could not go to places that dismember journalists, murder queer people, and violently oppress women under the guise of religion? End quote. Writer and podcaster Aminatou Sow also chimed in, writing, quote, would love to know which PR firms Kingdom of Saudi Arabia hired to do its image rehab. Sick to see celebs and influencers shamelessly promoting this nonsense. End quote. Pretty much every single person who attended and posted about this event is now getting flooded with comments calling them out for this behavior. Actor and ex-husband of Reese Witherspoon, Ryan Phillippe, responded to the backlash, tweeting, quote, we're all human. F*** off. In another tweet, he wrote, quote, your government is without fault? Cool. I've never known of one. Progress and change take time. It is happening here and was an awesome place to visit. Eyes closed with tongue out emoji. End quote. Yikes. I mean, that's a big ol' yikes. Some people are reporting that the influencers invited on this trip were offered six figures, like I said earlier, but Yashar Ali tweeted kind of a blind item thing saying, quote, a major film/TV star tells me that she and her husband were offered eight figures through their representatives to go on this trip, but declined, end quote. In case you're bad at math, eight figures means over $10 million. That's insane. I'm dying to know who this film/TV star and her husband are, by the way. This blind item couple that I just talked about weren't the only people to turn down this lucrative offer. According to Pink News, Emily Ratajkowski declined this offer. In the article on Pink News, they wrote, quote, in a statement addressed to Diet Prada, Ratajkowski explained why she declined to attend the festival. Quote, it's very important to me to make clear my support for the rights of women, the LGBTQ community, freedom of expression, and the right to a free press. I hope coming forward on this brings more attention to the injustices happening here, end quote. Pink News also wrote about Armie Hammer's bizarre praise of the festival. They summed up his Instagram caption saying, quote, praising the festival, Armie Hammer declared that it felt like a cultural shift. Although the culture hasn't shifted far enough to stop punishing homosexuality with public whippings, chemical castrations, life imprisonment, torture, and death, end quote.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, so Miley Cyrus and Cody Simpson aren't broken up, or are they? I'm confused. I think they're maybe broken up, but maybe I'm wrong. I mean, what do I know? Who am I in this world? I'm no one. Here's what I do know. Everyone thought that Miley and Cody broke up this weekend because Miley posted something vague about being lonely, writing in a caption, quote, even with a house full of family and friends, I still feel alone, end quote. The next day, after this vague post about loneliness, Cody, her boyfriend, was photographed out and about with a Playboy model. So if it looks like a breakup and acts like a breakup and smells like a breakup, everyone probably thinks it's a breakup. But then Cody's sister, Allie Simpson, spoke out to the Daily Mail, insisting that Miley and Cody are still a thing. Allie clarified that Jody, the Playboy model he was seen with, is actually the girlfriend of Cody Simpson's friend, Ryan McCarthy. So maybe they're not broken up. But then I saw this article on Page Six that's saying Cody was out late last night into the wee hours of this morning. That source told Page Six, quote, "He was drinking and flirting with girls. He was texting Miley while there." The source also added, quote, "He was with all these girls and one was almost fainting and he kissed her on the lips with no tongue," end quote. I love that this source who leaked this gossip to Page Six somehow knows that there was no tongue involved in the kiss. I personally choose to believe that this source is a little goblin that lives inside of Cody Simpson's mouth. Well, whether they're broken up or not, I'll always remember the couple fondly. Especially the time they announced they were starting a band called Bandit and Bardo. Rest in peace, Bandit and Bardo. Or not, in case you're still together. I don't know. What's going on? Duff got married this past weekend at her home in LA to her longtime boyfriend and father of one of her kids, Matthew Coma. According to a source who spoke to People, quote, "The wedding was at her house. It was small and low-key, only family and close friends. The ceremony started at sunset and they got married inside the house. When the ceremony was over, guests cheered. The reception was in a white tent in the backyard," the source adds. Her sister Haley was very involved in the wedding prep too. Hillary and Haley are very close, end quote. I love this. Was the source Haley? What if the source was Haley and she just wanted to add that she and her sister are very close? I also like the part of that quote where the source says that guests cheered. What a funny little detail that the guests cheered. I'm glad we now know that the guests at Hillary Duff's wedding did, in fact, cheer. Well, I don't have a lot of thoughts on this. I like a winter wedding. I like when weddings are close to or on actual holidays because it's very inconvenient for the wedding guests. And in my opinion, the best weddings are weddings that kind of troll you a little bit. Anyway, I looked at the photos. Hillary Duff looks very good. She's got a great dress. Hillary did some wedding dress video thing with Vogue. In case you love wedding content, go check that out. Hillary Duff posted about the wedding on her Instagram in a cute pic of her and Matt. They're standing in front of a station wagon that says "just married" on the back. It has like little cans dangling on strings. A classic wedding shot. The caption on the post just said "this." Anyway, it's the holidays, so I'm going to generously gift you with some boring bullet point facts about Hillary and Matt. Here we go. They're both 32 years old. Another one is he's a singer-songwriter. He wrote that song that's like, "If I love is tragedy, why are you my clarity?" That's a Zed song, by the way. They've been together since early 2017. They had a daughter together, Banks Violet Bear, on October 25th, 2018. Hillary Duff also has a son from her previous marriage with Mike Comrie. His name is Lucas Cruz. He's 8. And that's going to be it for the bullet point facts about Hillary Duff and Matthew Coma's relationship. The end. Noah Baumbach's film Marriage Story is getting award season buzz, and actually so is Greta Gerwig's film Little Women, which means we're in a rare publicity cycle where Noah Baumbach and his romantic partner Greta Gerwig are both doing press at the same time. Some of them are even joint interviews, and they're both dodging questions about their relationship. Everyone knows that Marriage Story semi-autobiographically follows Noah's 2010 through 2013 divorce with actress Jennifer Jason Leigh. In the movie, spoiler alert by the way, Adam Driver's character cheats on Scarlett Johansson's character with a younger woman who he works with, and this happened while they were still married. Some people are saying that the cheating plot point might slight hint at an affair between Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach, who did actually work together on the film Greenberg while Noah was still married to Jennifer Jason Leigh. Greta and Noah got together and became a couple right after he left Jennifer Jason Leigh. Was there some sort of overlap there? Was there any cheating? We don't know. But the fine folks over at Oh No They Didn't, one of my all-time favorite celeb gossip sites, did a deep dive and they wrote up an actual timeline of Noah and Greta's relationship. And it certainly feels like something sketchy may have happened. Their post reads, quote, early 2010, Baumbach 41 directs Greenberg about a carpenter who hooks up with a much younger personal assistant, played by Greta Gerwig, who was then 26. Leigh, 48, shared a writing credit with Baumbach on the film. March 2010, Greenberg is released. Leigh gives birth to their son. November 2010, Leigh files for divorce. Their son is 8 months old. Gerwig becomes Baumbach's new partner, muse, and collaborator. End quote. Additionally, Oh No They Didn't reported that Noah and Greta did a joint interview during the press rounds for Francis Ha in April 2013, where they insisted they didn't start dating until after his marriage ended. The divorce was legally finalized a few months after that interview in October of 2013. Oh No They Didn't is saying that the timeline is, quote, sketchy. Other people agree. Some are even speculating that Greta and Noah got together while Jennifer was still pregnant. Twitter user at @platypus_shark wrote, quote, noticed Adam Driver, Noah Baumbach, saying that Scarlett Johansson, Jennifer Jason Leigh, didn't have sex with him for the last year, so him cheating with Greta Gerwig was okay. But JJL was pregnant when we left her, so... And then they added a gif of Dorinda from Real Housewives of New York saying, I'm a math doer and it's not adding up for me. Another Twitter user, @dyingsince97, wrote, quote, the way in which Greta and Noah have decided to do this promo together, even though they know they're going to be asked about their relationship and timeline and Jennifer, but they don't care because they want to be the golden couple of Hollywood. Like, my God, have some shame. End quote. So yeah, basically people are speculating that the cheating plotline in the movie Marriage Story has to do with Greta Gerwig, and some of the timeline of events backs this theory up. I personally love that this drama is going down because it feels very messy, and Noah Baumbach and Greta Gerwig feel like they're very much trying not to be the types of celebrities that are embroiled in scandal. So, you know, that part of it's fun to watch. Anyway, everyone, you should all be reading Oh No They Didn't. They are my personal Woodward and Bernstein. Goodbye, everyone. It's been a great, you know, first couple weeks here. I am taking a little break for the holidays, just the next 3 days. I'll be back on Friday. I've been Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft on everything. Thanks to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I mean, that's all I want for Christmas and Hanukkah. I just give me presents in the form of positive reviews of my podcast. Yeah. Yeah, safe travels, safe, you know, holiday partying. And yeah, let's hope the celebrities do some wild and crazy holiday stuff in the next few days so that we have something to talk about on Friday. Personally, I'm hoping that there are a few corny Christmas proposals in the celebrity crowd. I mean, there's got to be at least one this year, right? Okay, that's it. Bye-bye. See you Friday.